Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So, the Iowa caucuses are in the books. But what does that mean moving forward? And that the left is just going bonkers about this idea that somehow the authoritarian regime is rising and it's going to take over and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a dictatorial regime. Because after all, Trump said he was going to be a dictator. That's what they say. And but folks, all that is distraction. It's time wasting. It's because there's a lot happening out there in terms of what people really think. And one of the things that they really think, according to these Iowa caucusers, is that the border, that immigration is one of the, is essentially the number one factor that they are looking at. So it's going to be very interesting indeed how all this progresses. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning as we race through the Tuesday edition of the program. Hour number three is starting up right here. You can give us a call, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. But we will open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for us or for Denise Simon this morning. We will open up those phone lines at the bottom of the hour. And then you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Again, welcome to everybody listening, AM 860, AM 930, everybody on GCN. And, of course, also welcome to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, again, just for people now just joining us, we were just talking about the Iowa caucuses, and of course, we will discuss the listener question here in a moment. Of course, from Mark in Clearwater, and but again, generally speaking, you know, Ramaswamy dumping out of the race now. Is this just because? Is it a money thing, or is it really that he was kind of surprised that he didn't get what he wanted out of this, or at least a better showing?
I think he was pretty much planning this. Remember, he stopped his advertising dollars about a week and a half ago.
Right.
So that pretty much tells you that he was, you know, putting money into a black hole. I think Ramaswamy was good for the conversation. He was good for the debates. But, you know, some of his positions were kind of ridiculous. And he kept saying, you know, Trump was a great president. Okay, well, then if he was a great president and he's running again, then why are you running? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And say, I'm the best to lead the country. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, bit. Yeah, so he's done. You know, interestingly enough, I think DeSantis, I think his team necessarily knows, you know, the headwinds that they've got to face with Trump. And, you know, again, I go back to the independent voters. The independents are the ones that are going to be a little sketchy when it comes to where they're going to place their votes because of Trump and his legal cases. They're the ones that have no real tolerance. So we'll see how that one necessarily plays out. DeSantis was also pretty angry that I think really less than an hour after the caucuses opened, that almost an hour, but a little less than an hour, they were already calling for the win for Trump. And DeSantis was furious. And I think in some cases, rightly so, but he was furious because the caucus goers were furious. Their votes hadn't even been counted yet, and they already declared Trump the winner. Kind of shades of going back to that whole Arizona thing early on.
Sure.
So, you know, he was mad, and he was mad on behalf of the caucus goers, not so much mad for himself.
Well,
so they felt slighted.
Well, I can't imagine why, you know, because it, typically foregone conclusions are certainly the way, if it's administrated that way, then it's a little bit offensive. There's no doubt about that.
Trump, you know, I didn't listen to his speech. I didn't listen to any of him. I was watching football. But Trump's speech was pretty gracious, said he was humbled and he was honored. And he said, now's the time to bring this country together, so forth. And, I mean, he really concentrated on that. And let's put some things aside and let's, you know, all kind of mobilize and make America great again kind of thing, which is, you know, the right thing to say. But given this country and the Democrats, I don't think this country can come together. I think it's a good thing to say, but, you know, there's a reality there. In fact, MSNBC and CNN refused to show any of Trump's remarks last night, any of them. In fact, I think one of them played all of DeSantis's remarks, but not Trump, none of Trump's.
Well,
so that tells you that you got the media that is going to continue to play this game against Trump.
Well, sure. And you had Rachel Maddow talking about it's the rise of authoritarianism. Our democracy can fall.
There's too many white evangelicals in Iowa.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my goodness gracious. I mean, really? I mean, this is now what passes, right, for commentary or thoughtful commentary. It's not. It was just a lot of distraction and red meat, I think, about this stuff. And it's not productive. And I just don't know, Denise. I mean, I don't think people out there are afraid somehow that we're going to fall into an authoritarian dictatorship, unless it would be actually coming from the left, to be honest, you know, and their policies.
Well, yeah. Yeah, their policies and, you know, all their regulations and so forth are dictatorial.
Yeah, no kidding. We'll stay right there, Denise. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, much more with Denise Simon. We got a listener question, and at the bottom of the hour, we got listener phone calls. It's lining up, folks. It's good. It's Tuesday, and we are coming right back. Don't go anywhere. Don't you dare. We're coming back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
In America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I studied nuclear science. I love my classes. I got a crazy teacher. He wears dark glasses. Things are going great, and they're only getting better.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to everybody out there listening along the GCN network as well. Our friends at GCN, we appreciate them very much. And by the way, welcome to everybody listening this morning on KDON 101.5, the talk of Las Vegas. Las Vegas being, one of my favorite places to go in the whole entire world. And always have fun when we go to Las Vegas. And so, once again, the telephone number, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have any questions or comments for our good friend, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what. So we did get a question earlier regarding, it was a Breitbart article, and you had told me also, I think NBC reported on this as well. But it's this notion that the establishment is looking to try to, you know, take over or something if Trump actually does get reelected.
Yeah, this is a, I think this is shades of former Joint Chiefs, General Milley, that the military is kind of been, you know, they've gone woke. Oh, that's not really debatable.
Right.
And it's just a fact. And there are a couple of organizations out there, sadly so, but they do exist. Democracy Forward, and the other one is Protect Democracy. And it's been by who I have called for a long time one of the most dangerous people in Washington, D.C. in politics, and that's Mark Elias. They are coming together to form these groups, are coming together, they're mobilizing to already torpedo a Trump presidency, and it will begin with, and not end, but it'll begin with the military, that they will necessarily be in defiance of anything that a commander-in-chief Trump may ask them to do.
Well, we appreciate Mark in Clearwater very much for sending that in and also, you know, asking that question. But Denise, I mean, and I'm not trying to be too funny off the beam here, but it sounds to me like that is an attack on our democracy then. But they see how they set it up. Remember, they're fighting for our democracy. So anything they do is righteous in that regard.
And you notice they use the word democracy, and we don't want a democracy.
Right.
You know, we're a republic,
right.
And there's a distinct difference. But they don't use every once in a while they'll throw in the word freedom, but it's almost kind of an accident because they don't want to be redundant in using the word democracy too much. But they don't understand what freedom is, and they don't understand what liberty is. I mean, that's just, and they don't want it because that puts the power back with the people. So you've got a government that has been built, regardless of who's been president, but it's been built for a very long time to be the reliable mainstay in power. And I have said this many times. Again, I don't want DeSantis to be president yet. Broken record, Denise. But he's really the only one that is trying to tell people the power is with the people and not with the government, not with the regulatory state and the unelected bureaucrats. And, he wants things to go back to the founders and the way that the Constitution is designed. And he has said those things. I think he needs to say them more often. But if for nothing else, the power should be back at the state level. The state should carry more sway than the federal government ever should. If that was the case all along, we wouldn't be $36 trillion in debt.
You're exactly right about that. And because it is, it's a union of states. It's not a federal government presiding
That's
over
right.
territories.
Right.
But just a quick change of subject here before we head to the bottom of the hour. And that is, I wanted to make sure we talked a little bit about the Houthis. You know, we've got a Houthi problem here. And the Houthis are now saying that they're going to, quote, end U.S. hegemony forever.
Well, they're working on it.
Yeah. Well, they say that there'll be this big response. And then I don't know if hell froze over or what, but Joe Biden was asked about the Houthis, whether or not they're terrorists. And he said he thinks they are. Isn't that something?
Well, that was in one of his weak moments in that coffee shop that he was in.
Right.
You know, that he was over there looking at the bookcase or whatever it was that he was doing.
Right.
But he's the one that took him off the list.
That's exactly right. Back in February 2021. But obviously now they did fire a missile at a U.S.-owned cargo ship. They say there was no damage or injuries, and the ship continued on its way. But it seems to me that we blew up a bunch of stuff. Is there obviously more stuff to blow up at this point?
Why are we going for round 3 and 4 and 5? I mean, we should have blown up everything in round 1.
Well, right, or just stop them, because obviously this is not deterring them.
Precisely. And just going back to the early part of the Biden administration with Russia, they were issuing all of these sanctions. They were deterrents, right? Well, they haven't deterred Russia at all. But the other interesting thing is the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps has claimed they have taken responsibility for the ballistic missile attack in Erbil, northern Iraq.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Okay, so now we're at war. I mean, they have declared war. So what are we doing?
Nothing.
Yeah.
It's not a true question. It's nothing. That is the answer, basically.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how else to put it. When war is declared on you, I mean, Al-Qaeda declared war on us, and, you know, we responded. Well, what are we, you know, during 9/11, what are we doing now? And, you know, I would not turn away from looking, too, at any kind of coordination of the Taliban. You know, mm-hmm. And Islamic State is still out there. Islamic State's in Yemen. Al-Qaeda's still in Yemen. So what are we doing? Nothing.
Well, but we're not doing anything about any of the actual existential threats to ourselves or to our interests or to our allies. But we're building up this internal threat about the authoritarian system. You got Kamala Harris out there on MLK Day saying freedom's under a, quote, profound threat these days.
Yeah, she's the one that, you know, her administration, you know, often because she's called president, but want to get rid of gas stoves. Well, guess who has a gas stove? Hello, Kamala.
It's really true. It's the rules for thee, but not me. I mean, it's so obvious, and they really think that we're stupid, that we don't notice these things or we don't carry these things over. And it's funny, but it's also tragic at the same time.
Well, you know, and when it comes to free speech, you know, we're finally having that discussion, and it took a long time, and a lot of it bubbled to the surface during the release of the Twitter files, because when the government, you know, they can't violate the First Amendment, so what did they do? Well, they coordinated with big tech, and there's where they violated free speech. So, hello, Kamala. Were you okay with that?
Good question. And who knows? Probably. I mean, I hate to say, but I would just say probably so, because again, it's part of their process, I guess, of pretending to defend all of these lofty things that they say that they're defending, but they kind of know that it's not really that way at all. These are talking points.
Well, but they're also policy. It's become policy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had hearings, and there's been denials and whatnot on what the Biden administration was doing with Twitter, was doing with Facebook, and it was always Twitter because they released the Twitter files, and mostly because of Elon Musk. But, you know, not enough is being said about how Zuckerberg has been their favorite, you know, favorite child to go to.
Mm-hmm. Well, Denise Simon, stay right folks, coming up, bottom of the hour break is upon us. We'll be back with the bottom of the hour segment. Open up the telephone lines. We'll be right back. Kyle Warren with you as we race through this Tuesday edition. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Winter weather is continuing to impact flights across the country. According to flight tracker FlightAware, there were over 2,800 flights that were canceled on Monday, with over 7,900 flights delayed. Chicago Midway, Chicago O'Hare, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Denver International Airports were among the most that were impacted. This as governors across the country, including Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear, are calling up the National Guard to assist travelers.
The National Guard is currently deploying personnel and equipment to armories located near travel corridors that either have been or we think will be significantly impacted.
Former President Trump has won the Iowa caucus. The former president will now take a lion's share of the state's 40 delegates. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. Tuesday edition is literally flying by at breakneck speed, hypersonic speed, just like I suppose the new North Korean hypersonic missile thing that they say that they're testing, which could be very problematic, to say the least. All right, folks, once again, 1-949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call. You can also send us a direct message over at KyleWarrenShow.com. Welcome back. Denise Simon is with us here for the bottom of the hour segment. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know what? We do have our phone lines lighting up. No doubt. So let's head on over. We're going to start real quick here with Mary in St. Pete. Mary, you're on with Denise Simon. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I'd like to ask Denise if she had read, in 1963, the Communist Manifesto was read into the Congressional Record that outlined the 45 changes that would be effected in order to change the United States to a communist state. If that's in a Congressional Record, somebody has to be able to find it. The military allegiance is to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's not allegiance to any president.
That's right.
So that could be what they're talking about. The International Court of Justice on Friday, Dr. Becker from Israel, had a statement that was dynamite to answer to the case filed against Israel by South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if I was an independent, all you have to do is look at the border. That is against laws that are on the books of the Constitution of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how can you not look at that and say, I don't want anything to do with that border? being open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Good call, Mary. Thanks. We appreciate it. What do you think, Denise?
The key word is sovereignty. And the Biden administration is giving up sovereignty. The Biden administration and everybody inside of, especially in this White House, have been in full defiance of the Constitution. The Supreme Court ruled, for instance, on student loans, and yet they're in defiance of that decision, and they're continuing to forgive student loans. The oath of office says that you follow all the laws. Well, they're not following immigration law. I mean, so it's almost as though the Oversight Committee doesn't have to do a lot of the work that they're doing when it comes to the Biden crime family incorporated. All they have to do is look at the immigration and student loans, and there's a reason to impeach the man.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Exactly.
And I would also argue that there's all this deference of not protecting American interest both at home and abroad. And what is happening in the Red Sea? What is happening in Iraq? This administration is not protecting our footprint wherever it is in the world.
But they can tell you all about how evidently Donald Trump's going to ruin our democracy, I suppose. But tell you what, let's head over to Anthony in Tampa. He's coming in on the phone line this morning. Good morning, Anthony. You're on with Denise Simon.
And it's still morning here, so thank you, Kyle and Denise. It's not surprising that the Herman Munster wearing attire a host from MSNBC is on the rampage with her disingenuous categorizing of Donald Trump and the whole CNN, which is an acronym for certainly not neutral news reporting. But it struck me as strange that back in 2016, the Fox News affiliate here in Tampa, you could see in the anchors their disappointment that Trump actually trounced on their goddess, Hillary Clinton, which pretty much indicated to me that basically all the news outlets except for a few like Newsmax and the conservative radio hosts programmings are the only ones that are reporting genuine reportings on Trump. What's troubling to me is there was a book written by a conservative religious type, or I don't know if he's conservative, indicating that titled "Trump is not our savior." Also, a talking head here is also trying to tie in Trump with Jeffrey Epstein, which in fact there's no proof of that. Him being on the flight log to the island, they need to decide who they're going to support, because eventually there's only going to be two choices. You're going to either support Trump or you're going to support Biden. There's no go in between. There's no gray area. You have to choose. And to me, Trump is not he's not a religious type. That was obvious even before he got elected. So why the big surprise that he's not measuring up to their standard of a religious type Christianity? They need to let it go and support the guy who pretty much for 4 years established himself as somebody who's bringing positivity to this nation. Let's choose sides, please. Thank you so
Good
much.
Point. Hey, thanks, Anthony. Anthony in Tampa, we appreciate the call. What do you think, Denise? Real quick, because we're going to try and get at least one more call going.
MAGA, Make America Great Again. That came out of the Trump campaign, and it's still there. Why would anybody not want to do that? Let's say that it wasn't Trump. Let's say that that was, Bernard Lipschitz's slogan, Make America Great Again. Then nobody would have a problem with it. But because it was Trump, they want to go after Make America Great Again. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Right. Oh, well, of course, America was never great. See, that's what they come back with again. But
of course.
But America is great. It's always getting greater. You know, of course, they try to seize on that kind of thing. All right, Dan Tana Frank, listening in Las Vegas, Nevada this morning. Good morning, Dan Tana Frank. You're on with Denise Simon.
I'm hoping and praying for a beautiful morning with these hypersonics that can strike now without having to leave the country. But, Denise, I'm going to have to go Dragnet Jack Webb on you. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. We don't have a media. We have a Goebbels Stalinist Pravda in goose-stepping lockstep. And I would like to ask any of those people, even on the nightly news, is can you name one? And the college-bred, indoctrinated goose-steppers, they can't name one good thing. Oh, their big answer is he's not Trump. And I'm like, name one bad thing Trump did. Name one good thing. And real quickly, how evil these studios are, networks. You guys know how big a 50,000-watt radio station. This couple, I'm not going to name them. He's back. He's been back on the air. Had to go down. We used to have, I believe, 7 talk radio stations. I believe... to your tribute, Kyle, and I told you that you may be operating the last, at least here, when I say we, I mean the state of Nevada and the Southwest, used to have as many as 7 talk radio. You may be the last one actually taking callers on a regular basis, to your tribute. Back to what CBS did, back when one Barack Hussein, that is, just like my name's Franklin Pierce, I'll leave my last name to myself, but that is part of my name. Mm-hmm. Barack Hussein, the abbreviations for the radio station, 50,000 watts, he was battling with 5 to 7 other six a.m. to 9 p.m. slot. He was constantly going back and forth from number 1 to number 2, and CBS told him, "Quit calling him Barack Hussein." He said, "That's his name." He's battling for number 1 and number 2 and gets fired.
Yeah,
that is these people. I'm a man that doesn't like to measure his words.
Yeah, I appreciate it so much, Dan Tana Frank. I really appreciate it, but we're going to start heading out to the break. So unfortunately, we got to let you go. But thanks for calling.
I'll try again.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care. All right. Thanks, Dan Tana Frank. Neil and Henderson and Backgammon Bob, we apologize. We're going to hit the break, but we hope that you can call back next time. And folks, we're going to say good morning to Denise Simon here real quick. Denise, take care. We'll see you next time.
See you later.
All right. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Good calls.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Get this straight. It looks like in the Chicago area, a lot of Tesla charging stations were lined with what they call dead cars. They're Teslas, and they can't get them charged. They've been trying to charge them since over the weekend, evidently, but they wouldn't charge in the bitter, bitter cold. And one person said, "We got a bunch of dead robots out here." I got to tell you, folks, that's got to be some serious problems if you have to abandon your electric car just because you can't get it to charge. All right, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. And it is time to talk with our good friend Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can hear Chris right here on our home station of AM 860. I'll get that right. AM 860, The Answer. On 5 a.m. Eastern Time, Saturday mornings, and at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday afternoons. Again, 5 a.m. Eastern Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern Sundays, right here on AM 860. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, in addition to, you know, I was looking at a Tesla the other day as I was driving along, and I was thinking about something that you have said before, and that is, what is the residual value, basically, of the Tesla? You know, are we just going to not just have dead cars because they can't charge, but are they just going to have to go somewhere else or be disassembled because the batteries get old and it's too expensive to replace those batteries on the aftermarket?
Good question. You know, it's actually, people are actually trying to solve that right now. It's actually, you know, businesses right now in regards to recycling a lot of these old batteries and what they're going to, you know, try to figure out what to do with them and, you know, the remaining cars. It's going to be interesting over the next couple of years because many of these electric vehicles are going to be coming off their leases and going to see what's going to end up happening with them. We know that Hertz has put, you know, I think about 20,000 or so EVs for sale up. They're going to be selling them. They sell them off their website, actually, and to see what the going rate is they're going to be for these cars. Because, you know, obviously that's a concern. I mean, we've already seen, you know, what the cost could be when it comes to replacing the battery in these cars. So it's going to be fascinating. There's no doubt about it. I haven't seen the story yet about what's happening up in Chicago. I'm sure if it's the case in Chicago, I'm sure it's probably most certainly the case in places like Minnesota and Wisconsin as well. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it was just, because the chargers had broken down or what. I mean, that's obviously a problem is the that you don't have the infrastructure yet for these vehicles. I can't, you know, stress about the idea that, you know, that I don't have any problem with new technology. I'm not a light or anything like that. But this is, you know, very much a niche vehicle where, you know, if it's, you know, you can charge it every day and you're driving around your neighborhood and your home. You know, I think that's all well and good. I think that's fine. That makes sense. You know what your driving patterns are going to be. I get it. But, the range anxiety is a thing. There's no doubt about it.
Well, indeed it is. And, turning to the economy, I saw something earlier that basically says that the Fed can go through, I guess, what they call a quantitative tightening rather than a quantitative easing. And this is where they start to reduce, with their bond holdings, basically, and other assets. And this is what they have been up to. So evidently that can also have a major impact on the financial markets.
Well, again, the Federal Reserve, after, you know, the Great Recession, started adding to its portfolio by buying mortgage-backed securities and other bonds. And, you know, that portfolio right now is most certainly it's underwater based upon where interest rates are. They hold a lot of these securities to maturity rather than you know, getting rid of them. Quantitative easing, you know, would be, you know, we're going to be buying up more, you know, bonds and mortgage-backed securities in the market. And when they do that, it obviously prints money and puts more money into the market. Tightening would be, you know, letting these things run off their balance sheet and not instituting the opposite. It's, again, you're removing money from the system. Mm-hmm. It's basically the concept, and it's a fairly new way that the Fed has used its power to manipulate interest rates.
Hilton, evidently now in San Francisco, the Hilton Financial District, I guess it's called, in San Fran, has now defaulted. They're done. And this is a major hotel, obviously. I mean, a major building in San Francisco, and they're just walking away from it at this point.
Yeah, it's turning the keys in. This is not the first hotel that's happened in San Francisco. I mean, the writing's kind of on the wall. I don't know what would attract anyone or businesses to operate in that area based upon the crime and, you know, the going direction of that area. I mean, you got to be very, very brave to take that leap of faith in those areas. You know, it's something that I wouldn't do as a corporate leader by any stretch of the imagination. And, we just saw what happened when, you know, Xi Jinping visited China and, you know, the mass power wash that needed to be done for that arrival. It's amazing to me that, you know, okay, you got a world leader coming and clean the place up. You know, how come we can't do it on a regular basis?
Well, indeed. And, of course, the tax base just gets obliterated when all these kinds of this sort of doom loops really starts happening.
Well, again, it's I don't know what to say. I mean, I cover these stories a lot. But again, this is, you know, it's a taxpayer's fault. Continue to vote, you know, this way. And, you know, California is, you know, talking about a doom loop. I don't know how California removes itself from its doom loop because of the way that they've managed to, you know, gerrymander the state and the power that's been given to the left in Sacramento. I don't know how you get out of it. I don't know when rock bottom is going to be. Just when you think it's coming up, it's not there. So, you know, I don't know. I know they were pushing this wealth tax there in the state. And, you know, Gavin Newsom says he's not going to sign off on that. But, you know, you keep, you know, doing the same thing over and over again. You know, expect different results. I don't know what to say. I don't know what the attraction is.
Well, you know, somebody else or another group that's leaving California right now is Apple. They're going to take 121 people out of their AI team, I believe for like the Siri group and so forth. They're telling them they got to relocate to Texas or they don't have to have a job anymore. And that's, I mean, so they're making an interesting change from Apple.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, the interesting culture in and around, you know, Silicon Valley. I don't know how long that's going to be able to sustain itself. You know, it's taken its hits. They didn't plan properly for the increase in the value of property, about having, you know, places for, people outside of Silicon Valley to live. And you all saw the real value of real estate skyrocket. But then the problems, where you didn't have proper zoning and residential to handle the problem. I don't know what's going to happen there. You have the blow up of Silicon Valley Bank. Again, it's been taking a hit. Private equity has taken a hit. And most certainly, tech companies are starting to reevaluate. I mean, one of the big ones is Tesla that first started moving a lot of its workers to Austin, Texas, you know, what the change is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting indeed. I think we have time just to have a quick call question here for you, Chris. Backgammon Bob, do you have a quick question for Chris? We got about 1 minute.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Anyway, just wanted to say President Trump has been acting, his demeanor's gotten a lot better. He's been acting a lot more presidential, which I think is a really good thing. And the other thing is, the nullification is the only solution to these border things. The states just have to say, forget about the federal government, and they just have to say nullification. We're just not doing anything that you say, and we're just going to act solely on our own. That's the only all these states have to do it, because obviously the federal government's not going to do anything right.
All right,
and that's where it is.
Very cool. Well, thanks, back in the Bob. We're going to let Chris respond. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I got one last thing is, on your Denise Simon part of the show, rather than have the madhouse rush, why not, instead of starting the open lines on the half hour at the end, why not do it at the quarter hour and just have the 15 minutes for you and Denise alone and do the quarter hour?
That's a great suggestion.
Open lines.
Yeah, well, I appreciate
that.
That
we don't have as much of a mad.
That's a great suggestion.
Supposed to be more.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Bob. Right. We're going to hit the music, but thanks again for calling. Hey, Chris, thanks for being with us this morning, and we're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning, sir.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. And we're going to come right back after the top of the hour news. We're coming back. I promise. And you know what we're going to do? We'll open up the telephone lines again. If you have something you would like to opine about, Iowa caucuses, North Korea, take your pick. Stay right there.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.